Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. So as Rhonda said earlier, it's kind of a tradition over a long period of time that on Easter, the leader or the pastor says, Christ is risen, and then the whole congregation says, He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Some of you, you know, maybe didn't grow up Christian or didn't grow up with that tradition, but I think it's kind of a cool thing to do. And it's, how often do you ever say indeed, really, in your normal life? This is the one time a year you have a chance. So we're going to try it here. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. That's right. Yes, Christ is risen, but you are dead. You might say, what do you mean? I'm dead. How can you say that, Pastor Browers? Well, because you're a sinner, and the result of sin is death. God made it clear that no sinner is going to enter into the heavenly kingdom. The Bible tells us anyone who sins is a slave to sin. But you might ask, do I have any choice in this? And I say, yes, yes, you do. But you've already made your choice. And that's what's gotten you into this mess in the first place. You and I choose to sin again and again and again instead of choosing to follow God. And so Christ is risen, but you are dead. However, I have some good news for you, if you'd like to hear it. God raises the dead. He did it with Lazarus, his friend, even though Lazarus had been dead 3 days. Even though Martha was worried about the stench that was going to come out of that tomb, thankfully, Jesus isn't afraid of a little stink, not even from a dead guy. He has not come for the righteous, but for the unrighteous. He didn't come for the healthy, but for the sick. He came to raise the dead. He eats and he drinks with sinners like you and like me. Sin, death, and the devil, they don't scare him. In fact, before he was raised, Jesus was dead, just like us. He died on a cross. And get this, he died on the cross for you. In other words, Jesus died in your place. He who knew no sin became sin. He brought it into his body so that you might be right with God forever. He took on your death so that you might inherit his life. God raised a dead Jesus. God can raise a dead you. So, St. Paul says in the book of Colossians, we need to start thinking of ourselves differently. From now on, we can think of ourselves as dead, of course. That's the sin part. And yet alive now because of faith, trust in Jesus and what he's done and what God can do. And we are to live our lives in a new way as well, as dead still and yet alive now. Yes, you are still dead in your sins, but now you are also alive because of Jesus. That means your life is hidden in Jesus, not easily seen with the naked eye. No one else would even notice it. No one else would see it if you didn't tell them. If they didn't see that your life had changed, they would have no idea. On this earth, you will still experience the consequences of sin and death. Suffering, disease, distress, anxiety. We're still going to need to repent and ask forgiveness every single day. But your new life is a reality as well. And that's what I'm here to remind you of. It's only visible whenever you remember Jesus. You will only experience this new life as you experience more and more of Jesus in your life. You are dead because of your sin, but alive because of Jesus, and he has chosen you to live with him forever in heaven. This means that. Rather than putting your hope in the things of this world, you can start focusing on your future, the future that you have in Jesus. So your career plans, as important as they are, become a little less important when you've committed your life to following God's desires, because in the end, he gets the final say. And that's okay, because your final destination was only death after all, and now you have a new life with Jesus. He can decide what he wants to do with you on this earth. And your need for money and food and clothing, while also still important, they become less all-consuming because you're seeking first the kingdom of God, after all. And God has promised to take care of all your needs. And your life actually starts becoming more fulfilling here on this earth because you realize it's about building up a treasure in heaven that you're not going to be able to see for a while. And you only find limited happiness on earth, after all, because it's only temporary. Because on your own, you're dead. And there's not a lot of possibility in that. But with Jesus, you are alive. And the possibilities are endless. So yes, Christ is risen. But yes, you are still dead. But when you trust in Jesus, you have found a new life. Amen.